Dono on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. When Philadelphia's Talk Radio 1210 WPHT, WPHT HD, WOGL HD3, Philadelphia. From the Cherry Hill Volvo Studios, where relationships matter. Always live on the free Odyssey app. It's Dom time. Now, Dom Giordano.
It is Dom time. Big day. Big day. In a minute, we should talk to our buddies in South Philly. You heard us promoting the idea that we're doing this flag waving on 6th Street around 6th and Cowan Hill to welcome President Trump in tonight. And apparently, for reasons that are ridiculous, they can't do it. But you know, the mob will be out there tonight. Their rights will be protected to protest. The Hamas mob. Can you imagine if they told them, no, security type? Now, I don't mind in some regard, though, because they're really coming after Kamala Harris. But I mind that our people can't be there saluting the former president and standing patriotically proud with the U.S. flag. Apparently, we hear that'll be moved to the airport. But we'll get them on here in a second. It's revolting to start out the show with this, but that's where we are. Hey, by the way, if you're watching on YouTube, I don't know if we can get a close-up. I have both my spin room pass and there's the media filing. Well, I'll be doing a lot of filing from there. But I'll be on with Walter tonight immediately after the debate. Now, there are various guesstimates exactly what time will it end. It's supposed to be 10:30, so if it's 10:30, we'll be on immediately. And I'll give you the flavor of the spin room, the media, who's there already, because you have to realize the Constitution Center is where the debate is, but nobody's allowed in there, very few people. The spin room is over, and I was in the spin room, very large, very nice. I didn't see a bar in there for the media. If there is, I will be giving color commentary on the bar in the
open spin bar room. Yeah, they gotta have it, come on.
Yeah. I mean, come on,
in you.
The heads of ABC and Fox and all these other people. I just saw a Saxby coffee in there. I didn't look at the prices, but I can just imagine, my God. In the and you know, it's another one of these buildings where there's nothing in there and they don't open any doors. There's like one door for 4 block long area at the Pennsylvania Convention Center. Not my idea of exactly the building I've always liked. I've been there several times, and the car show's okay there.
Why are they doing it so far
security.
From the actual debate?
Security.
But they can secure a different room in the same
building? Well, it's a lot of people. It's a lot of equipment. Okay. You know, a lot of nonsense can happen over 2 days. It's not that far away. So I'm assuming the people that will be in the spin room are apparently going to be there, so I'll be watching even before 10:30. I know we're going to talk to Kristi Noem, which is pretty wild, before the debate, and then I'm going to be watching to see if they all pull in at once from somewhere. I doubt it. I'm just trying to get to the bottom of where all the spinners will be located. I'm in the media filing room, so I don't know if they'll be watching in there. If that's the case, we hope to get you some really big people. We'll play them back tomorrow. But tonight, with Walter Serling at about 10:30 until, I'm not sure of the time, depending upon how many people are still there spinning and the like. All right, so the word we get, though, and we're trying to get one of our friends on, we'll get him on soon enough here, that this protest slash American flag ceremony for President Trump, they can't be in that zone. Yet the mob, let's see, they're just about getting up now, a little brunch. Maybe by 2 o'clock, they'll be over there in beach chairs, sunning themselves. The anti-Israel Hamas mob. Boy, I wish I could get over that. I can't be in two places at once.
Not this flag.
Well, that's what we're trying to, that's what we're trying to get to the bottom of. Did they put in for this forever, or are they afraid of them?
I feel stood up by Jody here. What's going on? But I do have some information, Dom.
Go ahead.
President Trump attending the first presidential debate, 2024 election Tuesday. We want to welcome him that only Pennsylvania can deliver while ensuring Comrade Kamala feels completely unwanted. Join us in welcoming the president at the Philadelphia International Airport, as you just mentioned. Rally Point, Dom, addressed 8201 Enterprise Avenue, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, 19153. Bring your Trump flags, rally signs, MAGA gear. Again, 8201 Enterprise Avenue.
So it's outside the airport, though, really. It's where the limo and all will come down,
I guess.
It's
a rally point. I don't know if they're going to be going into the airport from there.
Oh, yeah. Okay, that's fine.
And I think there's also still at the, where they said in the South Philly with the pickup point, they'll still be doing that as well.
Okay.
With the bus.
All right, so we'll get them on. I just want to get to the bottom for you of why the mob. We know why the mob, and why not our people waving flags? It seems to be quite a difficult thing. So we got two or three people that are busy. We're working on that. Springfield, Ohio is going to get brought up tonight. If you missed the show yesterday, we talked about the fact that the media is not determined to see how this town of 58,000 has been overwhelmed by plopping down 20,000 people from Haiti who are here under protected status where you can't even deport them, all in this one town and taking over. You may have heard the allegations out there. J.D. Vance is telling people to continue to come forward. So am I. It's allegations now. Could they really be sacrificing animals like your kitty cat? Could they be eating them? We know there's great difficulty here. Here is a U.S. veteran and a cop at a benefits office in the Springfield, Ohio area. And it's cut 12, Dan, 13. And the veteran is trying to get Medicaid or get benefits, and yet the place is overwhelmed, it's overcrowded, because the Haitian refugees at Preference and are taking up all the space. Here's part one from Springfield, Ohio.
Do you think the town's taking care of their local residents that were here first and foremost?
Oh, no, hell no. I've been trying to get a medical, just a simple Medicaid card. Since June, they took me off. I'm a vet. They took me off of the disability and made me start paying for my own disability. They so backed up in there. They didn't ask me for the same information three times, and I didn't gave it to them three times, and they still sending me the same letters. So it's frustrating.
What's the wait time?
For back the line, probably pushing 2 hours.
Is there a separation between French speakers and English speakers?
It's all one. They just have interpreters that hop between the windows as they come up.
Got it.
So,
makes sense.
Yeah. We tried the split line for a while. It ended up being less efficient for everybody.
Got it.
Yeah.
What do you think the split is between new Haitians that have come in here and...
Springfieldian OGs, if you will.
I don't know too much about all...
Observationally, what have you seen?
9-1 easy.
9-1?
Yeah, it seems like for most part. Until we get later in the afternoons, then it sort of like evens out. That's when most of the locals tend to come in.
Did they recently hire translators to accommodate the 9-1 ratio?
They've been here longer than I have, and I've been here 6-7 months now.
Okay.
So, yeah.
There you have it. 9-1. That's pretty crazy.
All right, so that's a little bit. We have a little bit more. That's from the benefit office. Imagine the outrage. This town just overwhelmed by this. Whether the other allegations prove out to be correct, it's wrong. Why are they doing that? Well, one theory is they're doing that in a place like Ohio and all these, every war that progressives get us into and then protected classes like from Haiti, we don't even know the numbers. Well, those people someday will vote. You know it and I know it. That's what they're moving toward. Not only that, they take over and they change the fabric of towns like this. They're changing the heartland of America. So I'm telling you in tonight's debate, I don't know that the moderators won't bring it up. If they do, they'll just say, do you want to decry now these allegations of doing things with animals and all? Rather than, what the hell are we doing here? Ruining towns like that. You heard that veteran. And this is a large part of what Harris Biden have been up to. All right, I have more on that in a second. In that... Even Erin Burnett on CNN yesterday, and we'll play it for you, she had the reporter read things like Harris-backed transgender surgeries for illegal immigrants. She went, what? So how did she have a change of heart on that again? That's Erin Burnett on CNN. All right, activist extraordinaire Jody Della Barber down in South Philly was one of the people with this flag-waving event. I believe they were on. They were going to do it tonight. We told you you could register. You can go at 6 in Cala Hill. Now it's been moved to the airport. Let's go to Jody on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Jody, welcome in. Tell us what happened.
Hey, Dom. Well, it looks like they're blocking off so much that you couldn't even get close to it. But yet there's going to be protests from the Palestinians. So I don't know how that's working. But they changed it because it's going to be too far away from where the president is going in. So now it's going to be the path he takes to go from the airport to the Constitution Center. But we'll be there. We still have the bus at Cookies Tavern. People are going to start getting on the bus at 3 p.m. And I guess we'll do a couple runs back and forth. Wear your Trump gear. We still want to greet the president. And they're not going to stop us. I don't know if it was because they wanted to stop us because it's national TV. They might, you know, grab us and say, look at all the people that are here for Trump. So I don't know. But it's still on. I only think it's on the 8200 block of Eastwick Avenue. So, you know.
Is it Enterprise or Eastwick Avenue?
I'm sorry. One second, Dom. Let me just look over here because I've been posting this all day and I'm not reading it the way I should. So it's the route that he's taken from the airport. So give me 1 second because Joe keeps sending me stuff, and I will. It's Enterprise. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
8201 Enterprise Avenue.
Yeah, that's right in front of the airport. So people should be there around what time?
Well, they say no later than 6 p.m.
Okay. All right. I
would get there earlier.
Yeah. Well, Jody, we still hope to turn people out, and I agree with you. There's going to be space, though. We know no matter what, there will be space for the protesters that are anti-Israel. Many anti-Semitic and many of them pro-Hamas. There always will be space for them.
Always. And who knows about the Kamala people, if there's going to be space for them. But we'll see. Stay tuned.
All right, Jody. Keep us informed. Thank you very much. So you heard where to go tonight. Move from 6 in Cala Hill. Not enough space. They can't accommodate it with the security and all the rest. And it's going to be very secure. They're taking no chances, nor should they. But they're not going to restrict in any way, shape, or form. And no one's going to tell me the pro-Hamas people are not going to go outside zones and do whatever they want and block traffic in Center City. Be ready for that. That's what they do, and that's what they get away with. All right, so phone lines are 855-839-1210. AT&T and Verizon Wireless, all you have to do is push pound 1210. Coming up, Erin Burnett on CNN. Did a good job, led by this reporter, of some of the positions Vice President Harris took 2019 questionnaire from the ACLU. And they were all trying to out-left each other. Bernie, Elizabeth Warren, Kamala Harris, maybe one or two of the others. She backed decriminalizing fentanyl. So how do you change that much on each and every one of these issues? What was the epiphany? The angle she's going to take is, I saw some different stuff as VP. That's all that you need to know. That's it. So I don't expect either one of the ABC moderators to follow up on that. I just don't see them going down that path. They can do it with Trump, too, on abortion. I'd be fine with that. But they got to do it with Harris. So it's up to Trump to follow up on that. Let me give you the side question. Of course, we love it whenever we have a debate. We want to hear today, and I think it's the first time Henry's done it with us, your all-time great debate. By that, I mean these things that we kid about all the time. Chicken or the egg? Ginger or Marianne? All right? These small debates that people have. I mean, I think I heard on WIP yesterday some guy arguing Terrell Owens was the second best receiver of all time. Preposterous stuff.
Behind Jerry Rice?
Yeah, behind Jerry Rice.
Where's Randy Moss?
Randy Moss is second. Yeah, there's no doubt. Jerry Rice, I still think, is better. Randy Moss, more acrobatic maybe, but I think you got to go with Rice.
Steve Largent.
No.
That's a dig.
He was longevity. The all-time leading receiver.
Yeah, I know. Well, that's it's the eye test, too. All right, so, Dan, what's yours?
Yesterday, I actually had the debate with Maisie because she's one that does this. Is it okay to put ice cubes in wine?
Absolutely not.
No? No. I think it is. Especially white wine. You know, cool it down a little bit.
White wine, I agree. Red wine, no.
No?
Yeah. I might be okay with that because who cares about white wine anyhow?
Is it okay to drink red wine chilled?
Yeah, you can chill it. Sure, you can chill it a little bit. Yeah, the ice cube is the thing.
I think
you
drink it at room temperature.
Is the you can chill it a little bit.
No,
yeah, they chill it. Yeah, you don't put the ice in it though. All right, Henry,
Maisie puts the ice in. She loads her glass with ice and then pours her wine over the ice.
That's it, Maisie. All right, Henry, what's yours?
I'll go with the one that'll rage on for the next few years until his retirement. I will go the Michael Jordan versus LeBron James, greatest of all time debate.
Next few years? We got to endure another few years of this guy?
Well, that's one. Easy. You know, those two can do that because Wilt is the greatest of all time, but that's another wrinkle to
Henry,
this.
Henry, are you in my camp that Wilt never had that 100-point game? It's all a media lie?
No, I think he definitely
Thank you.
It's very suspicious that... You know, you got all this footage from like the 1920 Olympics, but you can't get, that game from Hershey.
They were in Hershey. I mean, you got to imagine.
They don't have cameras in Hershey?
Not TV, apparently. Wilt came back in a Volkswagen with the Knicks. They, it was prehistoric times.
I hear you.
Yeah,
you.
It really was.
And really, should we give it that much credence when he's playing against a bunch of short white guys?
Goodness. All right, there we go again. You got to play against who you're playing against in your era. Wilt would laugh at these guys today. That's all I can say. He played against Jabbar. He blocked him. Now, that's not recent vintage, but it's pretty recent.
I was going to say, that's kind of a...
I blocked Jabbar. He blocked the skyhook. 855-839-1210. You get in. That's the side question today. Also, the debate, we'll take you inside that. 145, Don Trump Jr. I'm not sure if he's with Trump. They're flying in here, what time they land, what the whole deal is. But we'll ask him about that. And don't forget, this Thursday, coming to town, Collingswood. Thanks to Matt Rooney. Nice spread today on SaveJersey.com. Get those tickets. I see it filling up fast. People have decided they can make it. 1210WPHT.com. Go to 1210WPHT.com. Get your tickets now. Your calls are next on Talk Radio 1210. All right, Don Junior, Dano Show. Hope you're tuning in tonight after the debate. I'll be coming to you from the spin room. Been over there this afternoon, and I just have a sense from talking to people there, they're expecting all kinds of people. I'll be tweeting out if I see some, just incredible. I mean, I've told you, just at the Hillary and Obama debate at the Constitution Center, M. Night Shyamalan was there, among others. So you're talking, you don't know who might show up to spin Trump hatred. Or on Trump's side, Dan, what I'm looking for, and I think I'll be able, without stereotyping, odds on how many rappers will show up in the spin room.
You think Meek Mill will be there? Yeah?
If Meek Mill is there, I got to get him on the air. I don't care if rather than going over top of a crowd there, can you go on the floor and come out the other side in front of him?
It's a big event in Philadelphia. You wouldn't be surprised to see Kevin Hart, rear his ugly head.
Yeah, I might not be able to see him. There's a shortness issue there, but... For Trump, God knows who might show up there. All right, so 855-839-1210, you get a line. Here's a little bit from this just a short clip of this. Tyreek Hill and the traffic stop now. I'll tell you what I think about it in a moment, and I have a mixed view on this. Certainly, I don't think this was overtly racial or racist. There were several things that played into it, but I don't think the cops are completely within the lines here either of how they ought to act. Here's what Tyreek Hill said. Cut six.
I'm there being a black man. That's it. I'm there being black in America, bro. That's all it is.
We're dark too, brother. We're people of color too. Don't play like that.
I'm just being a black man in America, bro. In a nice car.
That's it.
Let me get write me my ticket, man. So do whatever you got to do.
All right. So a couple things that happened here with Tyreek Hill. I don't think they knew who he was. I'm not even sure if they could see who was in the vehicle there. Again, the tinted windows. And what Tyreek Hill did here that you see many times in these situations, he wasn't overtly arguing with the cops per se, but he wasn't following what they were telling him to do. And he was on the phone with Drew Rosenhaus, the agent. He kept on saying, I'm talking to Drew. I'm talking to Drew. That's who his agent is. And you heard the one cop there say, we're persons of color too, something like that. Did the cops go over the line early on here? Were they a little bit different than a lot of cops are in a traffic stop? Yeah, but once he rolls up his window, after they've told him, you can't roll up the window. I don't care what you think you can do in this. You can't roll up the window. The window's tinted already. Yeah, what are the odds he's going to pull a gun? And who knows? Nobody knows that if you're a cop in that. Was their behavior early on by the book? I'd say no, it wasn't. But is this racial in the sense that they were targeting him because he's a black guy in an unbelievable car? And you heard what the one cop said there too. A lot of these cops were Hispanic. You know, maybe they got a sense Tyreek Hill is saying, look, I don't care what you want to do. Just give me the tickets. We're going to pay it. We got the money. I don't care what you're saying. Wasn't wearing a seatbelt. They kept on bringing that up. But if you watch this and just take his side completely or their side completely, I think you're missing stuff. I think there's better procedure than one that's on administrative leave. I think they would say it's not by the book. But once they're tapping on your window and telling you, do you have to have the window down? You got to have the window down. And the thing to do in these circumstances, if you don't like the treatment early on, comply and then sue them if you have to. There's going to be, they have body cams. We have the whole thing here. Now, I don't know if he'll do that. I don't think so in this. Was it over the top to handcuff him? Well, once they get you out of the car, that's what's going to happen. That's probably procedural. Is everything they said and did here by the book? No. All right, phone lines are 855-839-1210. Now, different jurisdictions, they could have different procedures, but it's more the tone of the whole thing. And the idea that this is just done, as Hill says here, because he's black and he's got a fancy car, that's inaccurate to it, based upon the totality of what's going on here. Of course, people are in their individual camps around this. And almost all these cops, I believe, a little hard to tell, I think could be Hispanic. So there's a sense that these are not white cops per se pouncing on Tyreek Hill. Okay, 855-839-1210 will get you in. Don Trump Jr. at 1:45 today. We're going to talk to some other folks about the debate tonight. The key thing in the debate to come away with this is that Trump does not have to go at her. This is, I think this is going to be, in many respects, a rather dull debate in the sense that I think Trump is going to try extremely hard not to mix it up in this. And if you want mixing it up, go somewhere else. It's not necessary here. It's a policy. Get the policy out. You're going to hear lines like, are you better off than you were 4 years ago? And he can say to Harris, why did you not do this more aggressively? All the things you're saying now, what blocked you? How come in the Biden administration, you couldn't put into play? Did you not have any clout as a VP? Is that what you're telling us? Are you telling us that Biden is wrong in these things? Why is it you didn't do more or even say more about these changes of heart? Now, she'll have an answer. They'll be back and forth. It's up to the moderators, though, to follow up and say, please tell us and take one issue or two. What is the change of heart? Exactly what did you see to go from one radical position to the complete opposite? That's the moment. Those are the moments we want to see. If they want to say that to Trump on abortion, that's fine, too. All right, let's go to Bruce in media. Bruce is in on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Bruce, welcome in.
Hey, Don. As far as the discussion you're talking about with the police stop, throughout all these stops, there always seems to be some contradiction as far as what the driver's expecting versus what the police are expecting. So I would encourage there's some type of national discussion or protocol that's put forth to people to understand what is expected from the driver when the police come up to the car. It shouldn't be, you know, a guessing game. You know, maybe always have your hands window down, both hands on the steering wheel until the, you know, officer can continue from there. But until there's defined rules, there's always going to be these misunderstandings that may lead to exaggerated outcomes.
Yeah, well, that's a good point, Bruce. In Jersey, as far as I understand it, I don't know if it's sophomore or junior year, in the driver's ed and things of that nature, kids have to go through that, exactly mm-hmm. what you're talking about. The problem is you get Tyreek Hill saying he's complying and police saying he's not. I think the police manner right out of the box was overly aggressive, but he's not complying. You can't roll up your window. I mean, yeah. I don't care where you are. You can't roll up the window, particularly. I always come back to this, Bruce. Causal element here. If I'm a cop, this stuff with tinted windows has to stop. I don't know why we need tinted windows, because if I'm a cop, my hand's on the gun then. That's what I'm going to do if I roll up on you and you're rolling up a tinted window. Well, what am I supposed to do?
Yeah, I'm with you. Thus, the idea is, yeah, if there was a national protocol saying, you know, this is what the driver's supposed to do, have the window down, both hands on the wheel while he approaches, and if they're not doing that, then immediately it can be, you know, black and white as to whether it's right or wrong.
So right. And with the body cam, if the cop is not following protocol for that police department, we have it on body cam. If they don't have it on body cam, then they get sued. I think every police department's supposed to be doing that. So you can't say, I'm not going to comply at this point. We know what that's going to lead to. It's going to escalate. Do you have a debate in mind, Bruce? A debate might be silly. It might be something you debate people all the time. Do you have one?
No, I'll stay out of that one.
Okay, thank you, Bruce. Look, I agree with what Bruce said, but I think most people know. You roll down the window. You have your hands in the wheel. And then they'll usually tell you to show your driver's license, insurance, and you can do stuff like, say, I'm going to go to my glove compartment and get it, that kind of thing. You can't say in the middle of this, I'm rolling up my window. Don't tap on my window. You know what's going to happen in this situation. And again, I think he's right. I'd like to see a follow-up to this. Does that police department say the cop was correct in approaching this? Is that correct? All right. A couple of great debates from Twitter, Dan.
Boxers or briefs?
That's an easy one.
Yeah, what, boxers, right?
Boxers, yeah.
Well, I wear boxer briefs.
What if okay. That's an interesting answer to that.
I actually wear both, so.
Wow.
You can't
you can't do that. No, that is an investigation.
They're both fine. They both work.
How about briefs that are two sizes too big from what you would usually wear? That way you get the best of both worlds.
Is that what you do?
Yes.
I actually do similar.
Okay.
My waist size is due for a large, but I get an extra large just so I can wear a brief. It's almost more like a boxer,
in,
you know?
But you're not frozen in.
Johnny Z of Morgan.
Wait a minute. I can ask, but wait a minute, Dan. Sorry.
No,
but
go ahead.
I got to ask Henry. So what's the occasion, Henry, of the boxer versus the brief?
I don't know. It just kind of depends on the day.
How you feel?
I look in the drawer and I'm like,
I'm going to let loose today.
It's a briefs day.
I could not wear the
Are we talking like briefs, like tighty whities?
No,
okay.
Please.
Okay. I couldn't wear the boxer, though. It just, to me, it just seems sloppy. You know, it's a basketball training. Hey, it's going to bleed down. You're going to be running around.
So wait, Dom, are you wearing like boxer briefs or like actual briefs?
Actual briefs.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Man of class here.
Yeah. Yeah. And Johnny Z said what?
Hold on.
Dom, you're a classy
guy. Had to get that in there.
Thank you.
Johnny from Mulligan's, anyone who puts ice in red wine should be immediately sent to Gitmo.
There you go. All right, Maisie, never show your face in Mulligan's again. Can you bring some ice over here? Sorry, Maisie. Maisie sits in the back room where no one can see it if she comes to Mulligan's. She's been to Mulligan's. Uh-oh.
Yeah.
John, you have to tell us.
She's obsessed with the soups of Mulligan's.
Do you tell your waitresses don't put ice in their wine, even if they ask for it?
Yeah, that's the thing. Is what if your customer wants? Isn't customer always right, John?
We have the right to refuse service.
There you go. No shoes, no shirt, and no ice cubes.
I'm also going to take it off the board just because it's one that wins.
Yes.
So this is something we do around debates. It's one of our favorite side questions, but the one that's won in the past is sauce versus gravy.
Yes.
Definitely sauce.
I should have brought that up. Of course it's gravy.
Sauce.
What country do you think you're in? And that guy in Italy said it was sauce.
Gravy is for turkey, Dom.
I almost didn't go to Italy with conservative tours because their guy said sauce.
Oh,
I mean,
yes.
It was tough.
Giuseppe.
Okay, we're going to talk with Don Trump Jr., 145. Tom DiBello, who's our guy out there trying to fight the good fight in Montgomery County, he's got an update on the latest shenanigans and how they're going to be countered. He's the commissioner out there. But you get in at 855-839-1210. And the Hill thing is going to go away because of the debate. I wish it didn't, though, because it's kind of a Rorschach test. I can imagine what Drew Rosenhaus was telling. Dan, shouldn't the agent Drew Rosenhaus say, yo, comply with the cop, roll down the window, tell him I'm your agent and you're a good guy and you'll do whatever they want. Just tell me what you want me to do and I'm doing it. What's so hard about that?
It's not hard.
It's got to be difficult too, Dan, when you're the cop and you know the guy's a millionaire of any stripe and he's going, yeah, give me the ticket. Don't do that either. That's going to get pretty annoying, you know?
You know, just to provide evidence to my claim, I did dig up Giuseppe's audio and I got to play that before.
Oh, yeah, go ahead.
I know that there's also in America a big fight against saying gravy or sauce.
What do you say, Giuseppe?
It's sauce.
See?
He brought it up even. The guy could have let it go. My God. Oh, I'm sorry. That's a bad connection in Italy.
Sorry, Giuseppe.
Yeah, sorry, yeah. Giuseppe. I don't care if you're full Italian in Italy. That doesn't matter to us. It's gravy.
Sauce.
I need a gravy expert out there to overrule Dan. Imagine a Borowski telling us it's sauce, not gravy.
I think I have like 3% Italian in me, so I can speak to
you. Oh, yeah.
I got a quarter.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's sauce, right, Henry?
Yeah.
You're flipping coins your underwear in the morning, though. How reliable are you?
Well, I'm not. Yeah, I guess that's a fair point. But yeah, my family's definitely not Italian enough to call it gravy, even though we might do it on occasion.
All right, good.
Ironic.
Sauce.
Boy, I'm ready for more NFL and FanDuel in partnership with Valley Forge Casino, America's number one sportsbook, continuing its special offer to keep us watching more. Now through September 22nd, all FanDuel customers can bet $5, get a free 3-week free trial of NFL Sunday Ticket from YouTube and YouTube TV. Then with the YouTube TV base plan, you'll be able to watch every regular season Sunday afternoon out-of-market game. All you need is a Google account and a current form of payment, and you can cancel anytime. Just visit FanDuel.com/Dom to download America's number one sportsbook. FanDuel Sportsbook is the official partner of 1210 WPHT. You have to be 21 plus. Present in Pennsylvania, full price of NFL Sunday Ticket will be automatically charged seasonally after free trial. No refunds, terms, restrictions, and embargoes apply. Gambling problem, 1-800-GAMBLER. All right, Tom Gier, Dano Show. I just saw this, the head commissioner out of Montgomery County here in Philadelphia area in a showdown with Elon Musk. That's the Mr. Softy truck guy. He'll come to your house to cure your ballot. You know, he'll swoop over there to make sure you do it properly, as long as you're voting for Democrats. I'll give you what that's about, but I wanted to play, before we take any more calls, Erin Burnett, yesterday, the 7 o'clock on CNN. She brought on a reporter who went back and fact-checked what VP Harris said when she ran for president the first time around, and she was amazed that VP Harris wanted to give gender-affirming care to those that are here illegally, calling them migrants. Here's Cut 8.
Snapshot in time of that 2019 Democratic primary. Kamala Harris was trying to get to the left of Bernie Sanders. She was trying to get to the left of Elizabeth Warren. And you really see that in a lot of these answers. And I want to walk our viewers through a little bit of what she said. Let's just take immigration and look at what she said here. She said on immigration, she made this open-ended pledge to end immigrant detention. She said she supported taxpayer-funded gender transition surgeries for detained migrants. She also said she supported
taxpayer-funded gender transition surgeries for detained migrants. She actually said she supported that.
She wrote and answered in the affirmative when she was asked this. Oh. And she said she also supported it for federal prisoners. Now, she also pledged to slash immigration detention by 50%, close all family and private facilities, and decrease funding for ICE, and then the end ICE detainers with local law enforcement.
I mean, these are things that, you know, it would be hard to think that you would come up with taxpayer funding gender transitions for detained migrants, and yet this, as you say, written and verbally.
All right, so Erin Burnett on that, and I think the gender-affirming care and all that, particularly with minors, I think that's got some play tonight. That means ABC moderators are not going to ask about this. It means it's up to Trump to engage in that. So all Trump has to do is come back again and again and again to the safe space. Are you better off than you were 4 years ago? Why did you not do more in this administration to challenge this? And to say something like, he doesn't have to be aggressive toward David Muir and Lindsay Davis. He just has to say, I'm kind of surprised that you guys don't want to seem to know why the VP's values have not changed, but these positions have changed tremendously. I'd like to know. Something like that. Doesn't have to be anything else, personal stuff. Suck it up. You got the lead now. I'm not saying you're coasting. It's not time for the four corners offense yet. But we're starting to see that. After tonight, if there's not much of a shift, this election definitively is Trump's to lose. All right, let's go to Steve in Downingtown on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Steve, good afternoon.
Hey, Dom, thanks for getting in so quick.
You're welcome.
Okay, now with the Tyreek Hill thing, I don't know if you saw the video. I'm sure you did.
Yeah.
But the Lamborghini he was driving, the windows were so dark, it looked like a big screen TV with the power completely off. You could not see in. You didn't know what he had under his leg, in between his legs, what was in the, on the other seat. You don't know if he was packing or not. You know, when the officer was nice enough to ask him, roll down the window three different times, all he had to come back with was, like you said, don't tap on my window. Don't tap on my window like that. Then he asked him to get out of the car nicely four different times, and he wouldn't do that. So that's when the officer said, I'm going to open the door. And that's when he had to agree with him.
Just want to interrupt. As much as I agree with that, this is a no-no. You got to keep the window rolled down. Initially,
yeah.
The cop's bedside manner was not what a lot of cops would do. I bet... If Pat Malloy's listening and he saw this, that's not what they're training cops to do in Abington. That was a bit over the top. Doesn't mean you should. All you can do in that situation is follow and comply. If you want to sue, that you have the tape.
Yeah, and if you ever look at see Tyreek Hill in other interviews or anything, he's got the same attitude as Antonio Brown. This guy is a head case. So, you know, you got to take that into consideration. Just his verbal response to the officers was right away, how dare you?
Well, I agree with large part of that. I don't see that this is racial, particularly they're Latino. But the cop in the beginning, that's not protocol. That's not by the book. But this is a classic case. Again, it's not like on TV. If they're going to get you out of the car, it's not going to be easy to do that. You know, it doesn't look good. And if you're going to be handcuffed, is that part of the protocol at that point? That never looks good. It looks degrading. Yeah, well, that's what it's going to be. That's how you get handcuffed. It's not an easy thing to do that. But the initial stuff by the cop, and Tyreek Hill didn't answer about the seatbelt. I'm not sure why. And I think he immediately was calling Drew Rosenhaus. He was talking to one of his teammates saying, I got Drew on the phone. Also, this idea that you want to stop your car. Now, if you're an observer and you're standing on the sidewalk, as long as you give the police space, you can do that. But the one guy who apparently may have been on the Dolphins that pulled his car over, they're not going to let you do that. They're not going to let another situation start brewing there. All right, so let's take another one on the side question today. Robert of Bensalem jumping in on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Robert, where are you watching the debate tonight?
You guys today. Can I weigh in real quick as a non-Italian on the gravy sauce?
Oh, sure, yes.
It seems to me that gravy is something that's meat-based, like chicken gravy, beef gravy, things that are made with vegetables or fruit, and botanically speaking, a tomato is a fruit, are typically named sauces, applesauce, guacamole sauce. So I'm going with sauce for this, and my answer to the side question would be divine creation versus evolution with the possibility of a third alternative when it comes to human beings. But I'm going to go with divine creation, because Dom, every cat has 36 chromosomes, whether it's a tabby or a tiger, or 38. Every dog, whether it's a poodle or a timberwolf, right, has 36 chromosomes. Primates have 48 chromosomes, but Homo sapiens only have 46. So we don't completely fall into that family. We may have started there, but that's a whole other discussion. But it was just something I was reading about last night, and I thought it was fascinating. But I will go with the divine creation versus evolution.
All right, batting down the hatches, Dan. Paul of... He's in Westchester now. Now, wait a minute. That's Gary, who's in Dominican Republic. Paul is back with us. Haven't heard from him in Westchester. Hey, Paul, good afternoon. What do you think of Tyreek Hill in this situation?
All right, what I do think that a lot of your callers are not putting their goggles on us from a minority perspective. As we've known, as your earliest host talked about Rodney King, so y'all don't have that reflex that we usually do as a minority do. So when you're talking, Dom, you're talking from your perspective, which is, I know you don't like the word, but as we know, a Caucasian.
Oh, wait a minute. Let's stop it there. That is my least favorite word. I've never been to the Caucasus Mountains. Italians, you may know, at one point in the history in this country, considered to be Caucasians. So there's
all right,
that.
Now we're going
to
talk. I'm glad you talked about Italian. Now, here we go. What was the derogatory term talked for WAP? What do WAP mean?
We know what it is. Let me go back to Tyreek Hill. You heard me say clearly a couple things. I don't like what the cop did in the beginning. Don't think that's by the book. But, Paul, you can't possibly think that you can keep your window rolled up, right? You wouldn't do that, would you?
Now, let me ask it, because I know you want to you're going to get me off the air before I give you my answer. So, no, I would not have done that because it is a tinted window. However, it is like she stated earlier in law, once you pass your license over, then he go run it. That's up to you to keep your window. Now, if he choose to, and you, as you seen with yourself, now, if that was a Caucasian, they might have handled him different, as with Shepherd, the golfer. He didn't get placed on the ground. The guy was cocky merely for the fact, like your host said, that this man, and he profiled him once he ran his license, therefore it didn't come back stolen. Why would you bother? What would be the just cause knowing that he has his life on the line to be zipping and zooming? But you guys are automatically give him the make him guilty. Then you don't want to, one minute you say, well, his history don't have nothing, his past crimes don't have anything to do with it. Well, why mention it then, Dom?
I didn't mention it. I didn't mention it, but you know what? I have no time for Tyreek Hill, Paul, and you know exactly why. What he did in Kansas City.
Well, okay, but that's totally different. And also back at the lab about this migrant thing. Now, here it is. We, in today's time, we got everything on camera. Now, as your earlier host said, this is a potential fake crime, fake news. But yet, when it was already pictures of them being whipped at the border, oh, we can't believe our
eyes. Well, no, Paul, that was debunked. What? Thank you, Paul. That's been debunked. They were not being whipped, the Haitians at the border. Well, let's clear that one up.
What did I just miss?
Even Snopes has cleared that one up.
He's
just the Russian hoax. What's the other big one Snopes has cleared up? So many they've cleared up. Oh, what Trump said. Oh, yeah. What Trump said about Charlottesville.
Oh, yeah.
Even Snopes said, no. He didn't say I'm with the white supremacist. All right. More calls coming up. 855-839-1210. We got a big update at 1 o'clock from Scott Presler. We haven't heard from him in a while. What is the voting registration like now in Pennsylvania? Don Trump Jr. here at 145. How are your cholesterol levels? Managing healthy cholesterol is a key to a strong heart and overall wellness. For over 38 years, Rescue Natural Supplements has been a trusted ally in helping people reach their cholesterol goals. I've counted on Rescue for years and with good reason. Their range of supplements is designed to meet your specific needs, from omega-3s to red yeast rice and more. Take charge of your heart health today. Use the code DROP at checkout to double your order on any cholesterol product for free. Reach them at 800-26-ALIVE, 800-262-5483. That's 800-262-5483. And then you can also visit res-q.com, res-q.com. Remember to use the code DROP. You buy one, you get one free. on Rescue Cholesterol products. Double up your cholesterol support today. Use the code DROP at rescue.com. All right, Dom Giordano show. Welcome in. So Montgomery County Commissioner, the head guy, Dan's been trying to get him on, talking about Elon Musk and what a danger he is to Montgomery County, simply because people are saying, what would be wrong with a sign? And Republicans nationwide have been saying this at polling places, saying non-citizens can't vote under penalty of law. What's so wrong with that? Would that be too costly, Mr. Commissioner? Is that discriminatory in some way? What would it harm? In the same manner, what people are complaining about, why do we have to go through this all the time with Pennsylvania? We have dead people and others still on the voter rolls. Joe Frazier has voted in, apparently.
Joe.
Yeah. Smoking Joe Frazier and the Frazierettes have voted in I don't know how many elections since forever. So why not clear up the voting rolls? Why is there not a lot of curiosity about doing that by Josh Shapiro and other Democrats? Why not engaging in that? So we hear this constantly. And look, some of the things Giuliani was involved in, some of those court cases, I don't support that. Not every one of those things would I get engaged in. But we saw what happened here in Pennsylvania, extending by 3 days past the election. Ballots, allegedly, if they were postmarked, it still would count. Bookvar, so distracted, she didn't protect victims of sexual abuse, just trying to get Joe Biden over the finish line, the past Secretary of State. We have Al Schmidt. He won't come on the show. Greets me at Channel 6. Dan won't come on the show. I'm not going to scream at him.
Nice to your face, huh?
But I'm going to tell him exactly. I wonder if he'll be in the spin room tonight. It's going to be an interesting spin room. I cannot tell you. I will do my best to ask some pertinent questions tonight that apparently never get asked. And when you do that with some other media types around, oh, man, it's not good. All right, you get that tonight. I'll be on with Walter Sterling at about 10:30, right after the debate is over. Give you coverage from there, and then we'll have all that sound tomorrow. Coming up, Scott Presler with some interesting news about voting in Pennsylvania. He's also doing a watch party tonight. That seems like a good time. 855-839-1210. That's how you get in. And Don Trump Jr. at 1:45 today here on Talk Radio 1210.
Dom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210.